Education is a huge thing, and allowing everyone the opportunity to learn is the most amazing thing ever. It's not determined by how much time they have. It's not determined about whether they work or they don't work. It's just determined by their willingness and their commitment to study. And it's an amazing thing. And also for people to not remain stagnant. People fear being stagnant, being in one place for a long time. And, you know, we allow people the opportunity to move and to grow. We allow corporates the opportunity to grow their people, which is not only a great thing to hear from the individual, but for the corporate as well, to say, you know what, in the past, we've had a lot of our employees leave the organization. And now, ever since we started implementing a learning experience, a learning culture through WITS Digital Campus, that's not happening anymore. Our turnover rates have gone down because of this learning culture which we have implemented. And to us, you know, learning is more of an experience than anything else. So granting people that learning experience is a beautiful thing.
That was Busisiwe Ramekwe from Digital Campus helping me wrap up this series on the benefits of online learning. She raised some good points. I wanted to find out if by studying online I can further enhance my career or help expand my opportunities. In this final episode, I once again caught up with Gavin Olufir and Busisiwe from Digital Campus. Digital Campus was launched in 2014, and I wanted to find out if there was something that helped spark the idea of starting these online courses.
When we launched Digital Campus, the sort of business professional was the target audience, so somebody looking to advance their careers and make progress in the business environment. But it was both people in organizations as well as people looking to enter into organizations. So people coming out of school or out of university perhaps and looking to bridge into organizations, and people who were needing those occupationally directed skills that would assist them in choosing the right career or looking to make progress in their careers.
It was time I started exploring some of the courses that might appeal to me. In my chats with Gavin, he expanded on what was on offer.
We've got a catalogue today of 15 courses range from project management, digital marketing, finance for the non-financial manager, a key skill for many people in the corporate environment. As you start bridging into that sort of management tier, you're going to be faced with having to manage budgets and finances and being able to read balance sheets and income statements. All of those are key skills that you need to look at. We've also got marketing courses, both traditional and applied digital marketing. We often find a lot of people don't really know today what the key skills are for getting into the digital space, and how do I leverage this wonderful platform that we have in digital from a marketing perspective. We have a business communication skills course. I know Busi spoke about it in one of the previous episodes about assisting people really getting into the corporate environment and knowing what platform to use and how best to communicate and so forth. We have operations management as well as logistics and supply chain management, all aimed at assisting organizations improve their performance of the individuals and the business at large. So it's important that the courses ultimately deliver value to the individual, but also to the organization that may be funding them.
One idea that I took away was the ability for companies to get involved to help their staff further their studies and help bridge the skills gap in this ever-expanding world.
Many organizations look at this and saying, we've got a particular performance requirement that we want to improve. People, you know, the business is not performing in a particular area, and they've identified this through a process that we take them through. And in that process, they see that there's a way to either bridge the skills gap or give people further knowledge about a particular subject matter, whether that be in IT or whatever. And in that process, the individuals will ultimately perform better, deliver a better service to their clients, and which in turn has a business benefit, you know, so that the business ultimately is going to perform better. And it's all about business performance out there. So, you know, it's the market is tough and people are looking to say, how can I make the business perform better? Part of that is invest in your people, make sure that they've got the requisite skills, knowledge and attitude to do the job of work that you've employed them to do. And we fit very much in that space.
Looks like I have no excuses. Online studying is convenient, affordable, flexible, offers support, and has a good variety of courses. Plus, it will help me advance my career. For me, it's no longer a matter of if I will study online, but when. I hope this short podcast series helps you learn more about online studying. And maybe I will see you soon in the forum groups. For more information, visit digitalcampus.co.za. And if you missed any of our previous episodes, get the podcasts on cliffcentral.com.